is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. Glad you're joining us here tonight for Chi High Hockey. The Cards hosting Rice Lake tonight at the arena. Good to be with you, Greg Stewart, along with Carter Jaeger here, our video producer, doing a great job going the extra mile here tonight is the voice of the Chi High Cardinal football team, Caleb Swenson. Back at home, our audio producer tonight is Zach Wycheck. The Cards come in here at 6-12 overall. They're 3-7 in conference. Rice Lake at 4-14, 0-9 in conference. It's been a tough year for both teams. Rice Lake coming off a 2-0 loss against Ram, the Regis Altoona McDonald team, and Chi High winning up in Hayward 3-1 on Thursday. They've won two of their last three, and with seeding coming up on Sunday morning, Carter, this is a big game, particularly for Chi High. They've got Rice Lake here tonight on the road at North, and then U School here on Saturday afternoon. If they can pick up even two wins, if they could sweep the week, they would be in much better shape going to that seeding conference call on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and it's a game you should win for Chi High. You know, Rice Lake is 0-9 in the BRC. Chi High took the first game between these two in Rice Lake 4-1 and just was able to dominate the shots on goal, getting 55. And so, not to look ahead, right, but you got to win this one first. But it's a big one to start to get some momentum, like you said, beating Hayward already. So to carry that over into North will be big.
Both teams struggling to score. Rice Lake averaging a goal and a half per game, and Chi High a little bit better at two goals per game. So if the Cards can score a couple of mathematically, they should be in pretty good shape here tonight.
The massive to get shots on goal tonight. I watched a game versus Hudson earlier today, and Rice Lake's goalie struggled with shots on net. So just to be able to keep the puck in the zone and as many shots on net. Again, 55 in the first game, and you got four goals. So
Yep. Yeah, both goalies just faced a massive amount of shots this year. I think both of them are over 700 shots on goal that they've fended off or at least had against them this year. So they go into every game knowing that they're going to feel a lot of rubber coming in.
Yeah, and that's where your defenseman, right, the cliche is it's the goalie's fault on the first shot, but then it's the defenseman's fault. So you got to start clearing pucks. You got to get them away from the net and help your goalie out.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think are the keys for Chi High to pick up their seventh win of the year and climb a little bit in the BRC at 4-7 if they can win tonight?
Create a good forecheck. Rice Lake struggled to get the puck out of their zone, and by pressuring them, you're going to be able to create scoring chances on the offensive zone. And their defenseman can play some offense tonight. Rice Lake struggles to keep track of the puck, and their goalie moving from side to side was a little rough. So to be able to get your defenseman to make cuts toward the net and one-timers across will be big tonight.
And the Warriors a little short on the bench here tonight. They've got three guys out with concussions, two of those against Ram the other day, and then Owen Storberg has a shoulder injury. So they're missing two of their top three scorers, and they don't have a lot when it comes to scoring this year to begin with, but Storberg, their top scorer with 11 points this year, is out. And then Phoenix Randall Heft, their third-leading scorer with 9 points, is out tonight as well. They cannot afford to lose any scorers off their bench.
Well, absolutely not, and Chi High cannot afford to lose this game, right?
That's true.
I mean, talking about how Rice Lake struggled this year and all the players that are out, Chi High better become prepared and ready to play.
Yep. Not take anything for granted, right? Well, there you go. Our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you will find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of tonight's game with the Warriors. And we'll take a break and send Carter downstairs to talk with head coach Matt Luckowitz at Ice Level Live here tonight on The Countdown. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Our Cardinal Countdown pregame show tonight ahead of the Chi-High Cards hosting Rice Lake here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And let's go downstairs. Carter Jaeger is live with Cards head coach Matt Luckowitz.
Let's start big picture here. You know, you got three games left until Selection Sunday. How big are these next three games for your team?
Yeah, every game's a big game. It's hard to quantify it, but, you know, coming down to the stretch here, this is kind of your last impression that you're going to leave, you know, at the seating committee. So tonight's one of those games that you definitely don't want to lose. You hate to say it's a must-win. They're all must-wins, but we definitely don't want to lose this one. Thursday couldn't be bigger. I mean, that's really going to come down to us in North, you know, in seating, and I think we're pretty tight. And those games are huge because now you're battling a team that you're going to be locked up in, and who's going to get that extra seed. It could come down to that game. Who knows? And then you got a U-School team, top six team coming to town. And, you know, if you could surprise a team like that, you start to make a little better case for yourself in dealing with some of these top talents. We're not going to get those top seeds. We know that. Based on our record, based on our strength of schedule, and based on the losses that we've taken this year. But if we can knock off a top six team, that really gives us a case for who we are as a team, and I think that will go a long way.
Getting Matthew Fournette back, what has he been able to help your offense in terms of offense? How has he been able to help you guys?
Yeah, well, you know, you lose a guy like Matt. When we lost him, he was our top forward. So what happens when you lose your top forward? You lose a lot of scoring power. And to have him back, to have him back in the mix, to have his presence there, I mean, obviously that's felt by the whole team. He knows what his goal is. It's always been, you got a nose for the net, you need to find the back of the net, and he always finds a way. So he's an irreplaceable guy in this team. To have him back means the world. We're obviously very grateful that the news was what it was, that it wasn't an ending. It seemed like it right away, like, oh boy, this could be like a shoulder surgery or something along those lines. Find out it's not that, give him a couple weeks of rest and let him just get back and get healed. It's huge.
And coach, last question for you. What do you have to do today to win today's game?
You know, they've got a really good goal, and they're a well-coached team. This is Josh Engel is one of the better coaches in the BRC, and have nothing but respect for him and what he's able to do with his teams and the different schemes that he holds these guys to. They're very disciplined when they come out, and you'll watch that tonight, and you'll see they'll be in position. They'll have a plan for every D-zone coverage. They will have a plan, and they know how to take you, and they've studied video. They've watched us. They know what to expect. They've got a very good goalie, and that's kind of, they're kind of like us in that sense where, you know what, we rely heavily on our goalie and our goaltending. We've taken a lot of shots this year. Rice Lake taken a lot of shots this year. So it starts with goalie, right? They want to stay in a low-scoring game. That's kind of our goal, too, is to stay in a low-scoring game. So you got two defensive teams coming at it. It's just who can bury the puck. It's really coming down tonight, who can bury the puck. And if Chippewa can do that, we're going to be successful. If Rice Lake does it, they're going to be successful. Both teams know that, and that's what it's going to come down to tonight. Both goalies are very good, very disciplined in our defensive zone. Who can bury the puck?
All right, thank you, Coach.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Austin, Carter downstairs with head coach Matt Luckowitz on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show here tonight. The coaches, Matt Luckowitz in his second year, former Cards defenseman, and Josh Engel. Coach Luckowitz talked about how good Coach Engel is, making the most of his team. He is in his 11th season, the former Wisconsin Badger player. And the goalie matchup for tonight, they were mentioned too. Hayden Van Gilder is a senior for Rice Lake. His record is 4-12, and his goals against average 3.38, save percentage at 9.26. And for the Cards, it is Drew Brovold. He is 6-11. That's his record, 6-11. His goals against average at 3.64, and save percentage at 9.16. And both these guys, Carter, face a lot of shots through the year.
Just like Coach said, I mean, what we were talking, we were doing the Memorial game, and what did he face, like 80 shots or something like that?
Well, close to it.
And in the first game, and so, again, it's partly about the goalie, but more about your defenseman, being able to get in the way of pucks when they're shot, being able to tip them wide, being able to clear rebounds, all about that stuff.
Absolutely. Rice Lake at 4-14, Chi High at 6-12. Coming in here tonight, and we'll take a break. Cardinal Countdown. It's Rice Lake visiting Chi High tonight. We'll have more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left.
Shot is made from
defensive. Play defensive. McDonald takes the lead on the three.
Slow her down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds. Hager. Hager to win it at the buzzer off the winner.
Oh, my goodness.
And McDonald wins it in the thriller.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Cards hockey tonight against the Rice Lake Warriors. Chi High beating them earlier this year back in the 19th of January, 4-0. 5 games left for Chi High, 4 for Rice Lake. Both teams have had their challenges. Cards absorbed a 6-game losing streak from late December into mid-January. And the Warriors opened up the season with 8 straight losses. So they came out of the gate kind of tough there. Have won 4 games this season, but struggling, and right now a little short of guys here tonight. In fact, the JV game, they can only play 2 periods. Chi High beat Rice Lake 4-1 in the JV game here tonight, but they're a little thin on the bench here tonight.
Yeah, but one of the most dangerous teams is a desperate team.
Yeah,
so to
true.
Be able to just not have any conference win, Chi High's got to be ready because Rice Lake's not.
Yeah.
Rice Lake's got some tough games coming up as well.
Yeah, they're well coached.
They want this one.
Yeah, they've got a good goaltender, Van Gilder. So Cards have to be ready. They got to play right from the get-go here tonight, coming out of the locker room. Speaking of that, Rice Lake is coming out of the locker room right now. Van Gilder leading them. They're in the tunnel, getting ready to hit the ice here in their blue sweaters with the yellow and white trim and the Blue Breezers Chi High wear home white here tonight. And be led out by their goaltender, Drew Brovold, the 6'270-pound sophomore who has been fantastic here tonight. Cards are going to start Frenette back after that shoulder injury. And Hebert and Krista on the forward line for them. And then Austin Frenette and Burmeister will be D-paired for Matt Lukowitz. And for the Warriors, they will start out with Max Tomisch on the wing, DeCourcy the center. And Frischman is the right wing. Bruton and Powers, the defensive pair. We've got an all in the family coming up here tonight with the Stripes. Got the Bestel boys here. Dad Dave Bestel, Gabe and Noah. Noah's the linesman. Dave and Gabe are the referees here tonight. Both teams hitting the ice. Both goaltenders chipping up the paint a little bit at their respective ends of the ice. And we are just about ready for the announcement of the opening lineups here this evening as the crowd comes in from the warm area and starts to ring the ice, ring around the boards here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. So they gather around their goaltenders, final skate out here, and let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Rice Lake Warriors, in goal, number 30, Hayden Van Gilder. The defenseman, number 14, Marshall Powers. And number 23, Mason Bruton. The center, number 20, Brady Duporsky. And the wings, number 8, Max Tomisch. And number 11, Connor Frischman. And the rest of the Warriors, along with their head coach, Josh Engel, and assistant coaches, John Kusky, Jeff Frischman, and Andrew Foss. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we're going to introduce tonight's youth hockey player of the day. And he'll be accompanied by the starting defenseman, number 6, Eli Burmeister. Tonight, Youth Hockey Player of the Day is Charlie Hart. Charlie plays forward on the Pee Wee A team and is a fifth grader at Hillcrest Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. And Charlie's parents are Nick and Joanna Hart. Ladies and gentlemen, Player of the Day, Charlie Hart. And now, introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals, in goal, number 31, Drew Brovald. The defenseman, number 3, Austin Frenette. And already on the blue line, number 6, Eli Burmeister. The center, number 5, Andrew Hebert. And the wings, number 9, Dane Krista. And number 16, Matthew Frenette. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckowitz, and assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Niblett.
All right, dropping the puck a couple of minutes away here tonight on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO and our YouTube channel.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/savehsa. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Greg and Carter with you tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Our video producer is Caleb Swenson. Audio producer tonight, Zach Wycheck, the Z-Man. And here we go, Chi High on their forward line with Fernand Hebert and Krista patrolling the blue line for them. Austin Fernandes and Burmeister for Rice Lake. It's DeForsey, centering Tomish and Frischman. And here we go. This one nudges back to Broughton, the defenseman, number 23. He'll try to wing it up on the right side. Cards cut that off and backpedal to their own blue line. Now it's banked off the wall. Trying to chase it down. Andrew Hebert comes into the corner. And it's Fernette, the first guy to get it in the right elbow. Now it comes back to the point and a shot on net right on. Van Gilder makes the save. A soft rebound left out in front. And then he pitches that one off into the left wing corner. And it's up and out for Max Tomish. Familiar name in Rice Lake hockey, the Tomish name. And Max will walk it across the blue stripe. Drop one in the left wing corner. Now a long stretch pass intended for Fernette. He was doubled up, and so he couldn't get a handle on the rock, and it's thrown in by Chi High from neutral ice. And Cards in the midst of a line change coming down to the captain, Carter Johnson, on this second line. Rice Lake has it. They break out across the blue line. Cards will steal that one away and rip it off the boards on the near side. They get it midway in the zone. Now a shot taken right there by Easton Skelton as he came in on this second line and tried to drop one off the left side of Van Gilder. That one he fought off, and it ricochets into the right wing corner, nudged up on the fence on the near side. Cards with a good looking forecheck right now. Here is Carter Johnson, bodied a bit, but he's a big boy. He can take it. Comes to the top of the circle, left wing side, and there is Colin Seibert. He'll just throw this one in the left elbow, and a scrum starts to develop. A couple of Cardinals down there, three Rice Lake Warriors. It's backpedal along the wall, and it comes around to the near wing side, and a scramble for it there. A couple of players for Rice Lake get into it. Cards on the forecheck now. And here is Zach Black, who had a goal the other night. against Hayward. And this one comes back to the center circle. It's going to be cut off right there by Aiden Tsai. Tsai's got plenty of room to maneuver. Crosses the blue line. And the Cards start the march in. Tsai fanned on it a little bit. Picked it back up and rings it around the wall. Now it's going to come to Jackson Williams, and he'll carry it behind the goaltender. Lost it for a second. Regathers. It's got it on the half wall, and this one dropped in and back of Van Gilder. Comes around to the near wing, and the Cards get it on the half fence right now and work it deep in the Rice Lake zone. Comes around to the left wing side, and a crowd starts to develop right now. Here, this one's pitched to Jackson Williams in the high slot. Turned, fired a shot right on, and it's sticked into the right wing corner by Van Gilder and cleared all the way down by the Warriors. Cards with some momentum early on here. Shots are 3-0 Chi High, but nothing to show for it on the scoreboard. Now it's lifted into the left wing corner, and the Cards in the attacking zone again. Here is Dane Krista. Krista tries to leave it in front, and that one cut off at the point. Stepping up is Eli Burmeister. He took a shot. It was blocked down in front. Burmeister again with a shot. It was going to go wide, and Van Gilder directs that one into the right wing corner, and it's loose in the corner boards in the Rice Lake D zone. 13:42 left to go in this first period. Chi High's JV team won 4-1, and the Cards looking for a sweep here tonight. Hauled in by Austin Fournette in his own zone. He's going to carry it from deep in his own zone, and he'll drift through center ice. Lost it right at the blue line, trying to enter the zone. And Rice Lake sets it up deep there into the ice. Now they work it on the near side wall, and it's tipped ahead there by Ben Woods, just gently into the Chi High zone. Drew Brovold comes up, throws one off to his D, and that was punched back in by the Warriors. Shots now 5-0 in favor of Chi High. Given up by the Cards, and it was Connor Frischman who tried to walk it, got near the paint, and then lost the handle on the puck and near giveaway, and would have been disaster for Chi High early in this game. 12:46 left to go. Warriors have it. Their defenseman, Braxton Wager, looks it over, and that one cut off at neutral ice by Zach Black, and he'll throw it in the left wing corner, and the Cards give chase. Here's Black on the forecheck right now, and surrounded by some blue, and coughs up the puck, and Rice Lake bangs it off the far fence into the Chi High zone. Cards now control. They work at D to D, and here's Austin Fournette looking up the ice. It's Zach Black, and he's got the wheels. Black into the left wing corner, charging for the hole, and fires one off Van Gilder. I think it touched his shoulder and then ricocheted into the right wing corner. And Rice Lake tried desperately to dig it out of their own end of the ice. Cards with a good-looking forecheck here tonight, but they can't keep. Well, they did keep it in. Nice step up right there by Austin Fournette to hold the zone, and he'll go through his legs. A back pass there, and here is Zach Black. Zach pitches ahead to Burmeister at the point, walked toward the hole, and then lost the rock, and it's back in the Chi High zone, or I should say the Rice Lake defensive zone. Here is Bruton. Bruton's got it for Rice Lake, coughed it up. Cards again go to Burmeister at the point. Now they go across the ice. There's a shot taken by Austin Fournette as he stepped up from the point, and it's back to the point for Burmeister. Traded places with Fournette, who is deep in the zone. Now they go cross ice from west to east. And this is Easton Skelton. Skelton gave it up. The Cards rolling in the Rice Lake defensive zone, Chi High's offensive zone right now. Burmeister fanned out a little bit, lost the handle, and it came back out to neutral ice. And this one is dropped in by Carter Johnson.
Got a penalty.
Was tripped. And I wondered if a call was going to be made, and there it is.
Finally, a stoppage of time. They are dominating right now, puck possession. You do want a little bit more shots on net, only 5 so far, but to be able to keep the puck in the offensive end, they're doing a really good job right now.
Absolutely. 10:55 left to go. A two-minute minor on Rice Lake for the trip call. It's going to go against DePorcy. Not DePorcy, but Jacob Wise, not 20, but 28. And here's the face-off stick side of Van Gilder, and Chi High wins the draw. Cards picking up a little bit on the power play here recently. They've got a power play goal against North, and it is Austin Fournette climbing in from his usual defensive position down low. And now the Cards give up the puck, and it's gunned all the way down.
Now you need some of that puck possession in the offensive zone.
Yeah, that's for sure. Play keep away right here. This is Dane Krista. Krista glides into the left wing corner. Now comes around on the near side. Goes back to Matt Frenette, who's playing the point here on the near wing. And there's a shot on net. Van Gilder fought that off, and the Cards come up with it. Now they'll work it back to Netter at the blue line, and he'll go off to his left for Eli Burmeister. Now down low, left wing corner, Dane Krista had it. Cards using that umbrella up high. Here is Frenette. Frenette dropped it left wing corner, and Krista gives chase. Austin Frenette down there, and he'll ring it around the boards. Backhand. Back to Burmeister. Here's a shot on net. Van Gilder with the save, and another shot off the rebound. And that got to the goaltender. Shots are 7-0 in favor of Chi High. Now the Cards cough it up, and here comes Rice Lake. Into the zone is Sprague. He took a shot. And pardon me, that's not Sprague. That's Lincoln Hine, who changed uniforms here. And he's wearing 26 now, and he took the shot. But Cards got back sufficiently to hold him off. Cards almost gave up a couple of goals here early on. And here is Matt Frenette. Netter comes in right wing corner, right along the goal line. Snagged out of the air by Van Gilder. And he'll hang on to that. Shots 8-0. 18 seconds left to go in the power play here with 9:12 on the game clock here in the first.
Van Gilder absolutely robbed Chi High there. Again, they're really good in the offensive zone. More shots on net would be great. 9 so far, but they're playing well.
Hey, Bear. Pulled it back, intended for Aiden Tsai, just beyond his reach. And Tsai has to backpedal to his own zone to set up the power play. Cards will cough it up right here. And this one hammered off the wall on the far side. Chi High's got to get back in their own zone now, as it's set by Weston Flood into the zone. And that'll do it. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey here as the Cards try to break out of their own zone. Tipped ahead out to neutral ice. Off the stick at Colin Seibert. This one drifts back in the Rice Lake zone. On it is Andrew Hebert. He'll fire this left wing corner. And Zach Black has got it. He'll cycle it low. Here is a shot by Hebert as he came around and pulled the trigger on one. And it comes back to the point. Austin Frenette's going to step up, but had it poke checked off his stick. Got some puck support right there by Seibert as he goes back to his own zone, and the Chi High Cardinals charge into the zone again, into the attacking zone. Carter Johnson's got it, right wing corner. Cards in the midst of a line change as Jackson Williams comes out. Bodie Custer on the ice as well as Cards come down to their third line. There's a shot right on, denied by Van Gilder, tipped off the yellow stripe, and he comes back out into the center circle. Custer lost it, and Rice Lake's got it. They fire it into the Chi High defensive zone. Cards still shutting out the Warriors as far as shots on net. 11-0 in favor of Chi High. Eli Burmeister will come into the zone. One-timer on net. Big rebound left out there for Colin Buchanan, but he couldn't find it. And this one ricochets back out to neutral ice, and Rice Lake is into the zone. They'll drop it deep in the Cards into the ice. 12-0 shots. 7.25 left to go here in the first period, as the Cards get behind their goaltender and set up the breakout. Long pass off the boards on the near side. Colin Buchanan couldn't find it, couldn't chase it down, and it comes back out to center ice for the Cards. They'll work a D-to-D on the near wall, and Chi High is back in. A shot right on. Van Gilder comes out, uses his blocker on that one. Rebound try by Hebert as he ramped it into the goaltender. Here comes Rice Lake on the breakout stretch pass for Alex Sprague, and he just shot it high. Came off the window behind Brovold. He got behind the D, and Rice Lake's best chance of the night went wide. Here's a shot right on. Van Gilder comes out, easily stops that one. Chi High in the forecheck. Here is Hebert, loads one up, and that one came off Van Gilder. He's still inside the zone and hammered off the boards. And this one's going to come out and chased down by Colin Seibert in the Chi High end of the ice.
When Coach said this goalie was good, he was not kidding.
He is good. And he fills a lot of the net, too, doesn't he? Here comes Jacob Wise in the left wing corner for the Warriors. Stacked up on the check back down there, and Chi High will throw this one out, but it's cut off as it came out, and a shot by Braxton Wager went high over the net. Rice Lake has not hit the net yet, so they still don't have a shot on goal, but there's their first one from the point. Brady DePorcy made that shot, and it was a quiet night for Brobold up until then. Here is Matt Fournette into the zone. Fournette with the long pass. Stops behind the goaltender. He was the only guy out there as the Cards were in the midst of a change. And Chi High can't hold the zone. And they have to hit the reset button right here. 5.5 left to go in the first period. Cards have had a good forecheck here tonight. Put some rubber on Van Gilder, the goaltender. But haven't had multiple shots. As this guy, you got to get moving left to right and hit him on the weak side here as this one floats up into the netting and out of play with 5:16 left to go in the period. Well, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. The puck in the half zone. Rice Lake into the ice, and Chi High trying to get something started right here. This is Easton Skelton. He'll carry left wing corner. Comes out for Burmeister. A shot with a lot of traffic in front of Van Gilder. Didn't get it through all that traffic. And Rice Lake counters right here. This is Connor Frischman. Comes in. Lays one on net. Smothered by the Cards goaltender Drew Brobold. And they've doubled up their shots. 16 for Chi High and 2 now for Rice Lake with 4:53 left to go. And that can be kind of tough on a goaltender when you don't face a whole lot of shots. Pretty quiet at your end of the ice. If you get a shot, it can be surprising.
Absolutely. And Rice Lake's defensemen have done a really good job sweeping away the rebounds. So.
Keep it wide, huh? Chi High trying to work the breakout right here. Scramble for it at the hash marks, right wing circle. And it's going to be picked up by Burmeister. He'll try to get the Cards out to neutral and through neutral. And here comes Zach Black. Zach's a man. He comes across the line. Zach, top of the circle, launches one. That one tipped off a Rice Lake player. Picks up the rebound, tries to center. Cut off there by the Warriors, but Black picks it back up again. And then Easton Skelton with a chance. Cards work it right along the goal line. In the right wing corner, centering pass right there, got through traffic, came all the way out, so the Cards have to touch up right here with 4:12 left to go in the first period. Rice Lake on the breakout pass, touch pass ahead for Alex Sprague, turned and fired a shot that went wide, ricocheted hard off the in ball, and this one is a little beyond the reach of Zach Black, and so they're is an icing call right here with 3:55 left to go in the first.
17 shots on goal already. They're definitely getting up there, and it's been a really, I mean, it feels like they're on the power play right now.
It does. It sure does. So. But nothing to show for it so far. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Athletics. Here is Colin Buchanan, walked right to the hole. Buchanan, though, has stood up as he came in. Shot knocked down by Van Gilder, and it's still inside the Rice Lake D zone. Right wing corner, battle for it right there. In for Chi High was Bodie Custer, putting his big body in to the mix, and Rice Lake now counters. They work it ahead for Connor Frischman. He's into the zone, lost the puck, and it's picked up by Aiden Tsai. Here's Chi High. The breakout pass went wide, and Rice Lake has got it. Now back to the point. One-timer right there on the right side by Dominic Mason. And a save squeezed between the pads by Brobold, and he'll hang on to that. Shot 17-3 with 3:14 left to go in this first stanza. Cards, I misspoke. I need to correct myself. I said 6-12. They are actually 7-12. I didn't do my math correctly. I was never a great mathematician. So they're 7-12 overall. Here is Chi High, a chance and a breakaway for Krista. Krista moves in. Back to Aber. He shot and roughed one. And Cards have the lead at 1-0. Dane Krista to Aber, who is coming down the slot. He came up. He didn't take the shot himself. He gave it to Aber. And Andrews got the first goal of the game. They beat Van Gilder, roofed him. And it's 1-0, Chi High.
An incredibly unselfish play. Aber came in, kind of bodied up the back check, passed it off or passed it to A. Bear, and he was able to elevate over the right shoulder. Beautiful play.
So that score at 13-56 of the first period. Andrew Hebert with the goal for Chi High. Easton Skelton will get the assist. Skelton's 16th point and Hebert's third goal of the year, his sixth point of the season. And it's 1-0 Chi High. Again, 13-56, time of the goal. Here at, Dane Krista had the assist, not Skelton. Krista had the assist on the beautiful pass, and it's 1-0 as Chi High on the attack again with 2:35 left to go in the period. They'll work it hard around the wall. Comes on the near wing side and a scramble for it on the half wall in the Rice Lake D zone. Now they try to cycle it up to the wing on the far side. Chahai cuts it off at the point. Here's a one-timer and snagged out of the air off the shot by Austin Fournette. Van Gilder makes the save. And the shot's 19-3 in favor of the home team right now. And a 1-0 lead for Chahai. Now, when you need a boundary surveyed or residential or commercial property surveyed, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. Throw it all the way down the ice by the Warriors, and that's an icing call here with 2:11 left to go in the period. Battle for the bottom spot here in the conference, Chi High. In conference play, 3-7, Rice Lake over. They're 0-9 on the season. And the drop of the puck in the Rice Lake zone. This one nudged off the wall. It came out, so Chi High's got to touch the blue here. And it comes back to neutral ice. Came off the skate of Max Tomesch and picked up by the Warriors as they brought it in. Here is Brady DeCourcy coming down the slot. And it plucked off his stick, and it's going to come back out to neutral with a minute 45 left to go in the period. Battle for it just outside the Cards' blue line. Comes right in, and now they passed it off over the blue line. DeCourcy trying to hit the player coming in. That was Ben Woods, and just passed it beyond the blue line. So an offsides call here against Rice Lake as we're down to about a minute and a half left to go in the period.
19 shots on net and only one in. I mean, Rice Lake's goalie's played a fantastic game.
Yeah, he has.
So far.
He's had to do that all year long, even though they've won very few games. He has faced a lot of shots this year. Van Gilder, the senior. Here's Chi High. Long pass ahead for Bodie Custer. Came off his stick. He tries to chase it down. Still inside the zone. Nice forecheck right there. Custer in on that, as well as Colin Buchanan, and chipped around inside the Rice Lake zone. Minute 25 left to go in the period. And here is Marshall Powers, turns it around. Powers with a shot and a rebound try right there by the Warriors, and they pick up a couple of shots on net and a couple of nice saves by Brovold. Here is Colin Buchanan. Tried to go down the slot, then lost the rock. It's loose right wing corner, and Rice Lake has got it. Brady DeCourcy tried to move it up the ice and finally got it out of his own end of the ice. And that's an icing call here against the Warriors as we go under a minute left to go in this first period.
Really good job by Fournette, sweeping that rebound away.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Chi High would love to have a whole lot more production for 19 shots on net. It's going to have to be that way. They're just going to have to get a lot of shots on this goaltender tonight.
Yeah, they'll take that, though. I mean, they definitely have not taken this as an easy game. So.
No, they're coming out flying here tonight in this first period. DeCourcy's got it, tried to kick it up on his forehand as it kind of scooted between his skates, and it's loose in the Chi High zone, and the Card's going to pick it up right here. They roll it out to neutral. Matt Fournette, first guy to get there in the zone. Fournette centering pass, looking for Hebert, as Andrew looking for his second goal tonight. Just missed the pass on the weak side of Van Gilder, and it's loose back in the Chi High zone, chased down by Hebert. Here is Andrew. Looks up the ice, goes cross ice, east to west to east on that one. And cut off by Jacob Wise for Rice Lake as he comes into the zone. Wise builds up some speed along the goal line, trying to turn and fire a little surprise at Drew Brovold, but it didn't come close to the front of the net as we go down to a couple of seconds left to go in the period. Throw out to neutral. Fournette touches that as the period comes to an end. Final shots in this first period, 19-5 in favor of the Cards, but they only lead it 1-0 on the Hebert goal at 13:56 of this first period.
Again, the goalie's been really strong. I mean, Chihai dominated puck possession all period. They were able to keep it in the offensive zone, established a really good forecheck, but unfortunately, again, that goalie's been spectacular today, and all you can ask for Chihai's doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so our score, 1-0 Cards here after one at the Chippewa Ice Arena against Rice Lake. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. Sails the puck forward with fiber fast speed and signal strength. Oh, satellite and 5G picks it off, but misses the net with slow response times and weak signals. 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom sweeps forward with great customer service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber fast crosses the blue and pulls back for a final shot. Score! Fiber beats 5G every time. Visit WWT.net to increase your speed for your home or business.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Greg and Carter here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Chihai up 1-0 on Rice Lake at the goal at 13:56 of the first. Andrew Haber, a nice pass from Dane Krista. Both those guys work well together. Krista, of course, the top scorer after Fournette went out, and he's been steady here tonight. His 19th point of the year, his 13th assist. Hebert with his third goal, his sixth point of the year, and that's what we have to show for 19 shots on net here.
I'd love to be in the locker room for what coach is saying. I mean, they've done pretty much everything right.
They have.
They had two turnovers that were shots on goal, but they've done so well and only have one goal to show for it.
So whoever said it was going to be easy.
Exactly. Right? So just they keep doing what they're doing. Yep. Goals will go eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what Matt Lukowicz is saying. Just keep throwing the puck on net here. Yep. But we knew this goaltender was good coming in here, so you got to get him moving and something on the back door or whatever. The goal was a nice one. It was top shelf for Hebert, and he, you know, found the back of the net. But this guy covers a lot of that cage.
Absolutely, and there's been so many rebound chances that, I mean, eventually one's got to go in, right? So.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running, even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Busy week here for Wogo Sports. We had buckets last night. McDonald Max boys playing at Altoona. Got hockey here tonight. And then Thursday, it's girls basketball. Caleb Swenson, who's doing video for us tonight, will have the call as the girls are at Regis for that monster matchup right there. And then a doubleheader, Chi High doubleheader on Friday. We'll open up with the boys' basketball game hosting the Rice Lake Warriors. And then the girls will have the evening matchup. They will take on Rice Lake, so those games back-to-back. And we're back here on Saturday afternoon as the Cards host U-School, Milwaukee University School, ranked 6th in the state. In fact, Chi High's played 5 of the top 6 teams this year. And 3 of those are in our own section. Hudson, Wausau West, and Spash. So, you know, tough section here. And we'll see U School for the first time this season on Saturday afternoon. Our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, 12:40. Here at the arena.
I think that's also partly why records aren't everything, right? Because all these teams in the conference just beat up on each
other.
So Hudson, if they were to play Wausau West, you know, who would win? Well, one team would lose, and you could say then they're bad, but then they're still a top five team. So.
And it's up and down. I mean, teams can play well one day, even a good team, and then just not have it another day. So, you know, it goes with high school students. It's going to go game to game in a sense, but there are some top quality teams. Two of them will not make it down to Madison out of this section.
Well, and that's why for Chi High, right, you just got to get in because you get in, then you can show that your record wasn't indicative of the play that you had.
Yeah. I talked to Matt Lukowicz before the game, and he thought that they might get a home matchup here, maybe a sub-regional game before they hit the road for the rest of the playoffs, as the whole thing will commence down at Hobbs and Eau Claire for the sectional championship, but that should be a dandy in this section one for D1. Rice Lake in their section, you know, for them, they've had a rough season, but they can really start over in D2 coming up in the postseason here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have a goalie that'll keep them in games.
They do.
So.
That's for sure. And their sectional final is going to be up at Hayward for Division II for Rice Lake. So busy week here, and we'll culminate it on Saturday afternoon with more hockey from the arena as the Cards host U-School. Again, 12:40, our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. All right, drop of the puck coming up here. And for the second period, Chi High leading 1-0 on the Hebert goal in this first. It's the Cards 1, Rice Lake nothing. This is Cards Hockey on Wogo Radio and our Wogo YouTube channel.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left. Shot is made from deep. Jimmy McDonald takes the lead on the three.
Slower down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds. Hager to win it at the buzzer off the win.
Oh my goodness.
And McDonald wins it.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels, water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
To serve again, Wurz Gala Company.
Cards up by a goal here tonight. After one period, Chi High won. And Rice Lake nothing. The girls CFM playing up at Rice Lake tonight for the co-op team, the Hayward team. And it's 1-1 up there. Libby Winch with the goal for the Sabres north of us here. So both teams kind of trading spots here as Rice Lake is down visiting Chi High here tonight. Van Gilder and company coming out. He will take the south end of the barn for his net. And it is Drew Brovold and company on the way out from the locker room for Chi High. And with the play-by-play, we're going to turn it over to Carter Jager. You are literally calling the shots here tonight the rest of the way, so you got it.
I'm definitely interested to see how Rice Lake responds after a first period they just got dominated by.
Well, they're only down 1-0, so one goal can change the whole perspective here of this game.
Chi High is going to be skating from right to left, Rice Lake from left to right. Rice Lake starting with Tomas DePorsi, freshman, the defensive pairing of Bruton and Powers. Chi High countered with Matt Fernet, Abair, Krista, defensive pairing of Fernet and Burmeister, and Drew Brovold in the net. Only had to stop 5 shots. But I'm definitely interested to see how this second period plays out.
Yeah, I would say we went half the period at least without Drew facing a single shot.
Yeah. DePorsi and Matthew Fernet on the draw. We have a whistle. And then reset it.
I'm going to redo.
Now we're underway. Matt Fernet wins it back. Burmeister hands long for Austin Fernet. D to D. Back to Burmeister. Filter on up top. Matt Fernet. Matt Fernet chipped it through his legs in. Skating to it was Abair, but poking it free and springing it along is DePorsi. Handed back for Frischman. Frischman along for Tomash. Tomash took a shot, went wide of Brovold, collected in the right wing corner. Battling for it. Chi High got away, took a shot in front. Save made by Brovold. Austin Fernet with the puck, spinning around in his defensive zone and fluttering one through center. Matt Fernet picked it up with just across the red line. Outlet feed to Dane Krista off the boards. Collects behind the net of Van Gilder. Krista spinning along at the right point. In front to Williams. It went wide. Side of the left corner. Filtered it back along for Johnson. Johnson behind the net. Pinned up there. Battling for it. Matthew Frenette and Johnson. Matthew Frenette came free. Took a shot. Save made as it went wide. Sai at the blue line collects. Aiden Sai took a long-range shot, tipped wide by Johnson. Johnson collects for Chai High. Carter Johnson, the offensive zone. Up to the right wing, took a shot, and Van Gilder is going to make the save. That was Colin Seibert on the shot, 15:53 to go. Still 1-0 Chai High.
Yeah, he had a good look at that. Not any traffic out in front of him, and he's going to make that save every time.
Carter Johnson on the draw to the left of Van Gilder. Against Lincoln Hine. One to the side by Lincoln Hine. Chipped along to the blue line to Seibert. He took a shot. It deflected wide. And Hebert pinned up along the boards trying to get it. Back to Seibert. Took a shot. Save made Van Gilder. Rebound went wide. Here comes Lincoln Hine. Lincoln Hine skating to center. He's in on sides over the blue line. Pressured there. Centering feed. Nobody in front. Picked up now for Jacob Werdinger. Werdinger up to the blue line for Hoff. And Chai High is going to clear with Zach Black. Black in on sides. Black took a shot. Van Gilder stick save to the corner. Skelton battles with it. Black up the rebound. Centering feed. Nobody there. Chipped wide by Van Gilder. Sent along the blue line all the way down the ice. And icing is going to be called for Rice Lake. 15:08 to go in the second period. 22 shots on net for Chai High. Just 5 for Rice Lake.
Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, 3 generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
Flood won, or Jackson Williams won the draw. He can't even get a shot off. And it's still in the offensive zone. Van Gilder just spins one along for Bruton. It's pried up ice. Kept it by Burmeister. Colin Buchanan collects. Buchanan pressured there. Chipped it back to the left wing boards. Pressured by Dominic Mason. Around the boards, Jackson Williams sends it back behind the net. Colin Buchanan there to collect. Tried to center. Hit the back of the net. Centering again. Loose in front. Shot goes wide. Rebound, Williams. Pounded it off Van Gilder. And that's behind the net. Williams still with it. Took another try. And Van Gilder held up strong once again.
Yeah, they're just pounding this senior goaltender right now.
We talked about shots on goal before the game.
23-5 right now.
55 shots on Van Gilder in game number one. Got 3 goals against him, 1 in the empty net on the 4-1 win. They're at 23 so far. About 14:32 to go in the second period. Frenette on the draw against Max Tomash. One back to Burmeister at the right point. Took a shot, deflected wide. Dane Krista at the left wing boards. Picked it up, fluttered it back to Frenette. Tried to find Krista. Loose in front, and now behind the net it goes. Marshall Powers flipped it along. Krista at the right point. Pounds one off the boards. Intended for Andrew Hebert, but it went wide. Now to the blue line. Finding Dane Krista. Pinned up against the boards. Battle for it in the left wing boards. It's pried free to the blue line and flipped down the ice. Icing's going to be waved off, so back to collect is Elijah Burmeister. Max Tomish puts the pressure on. Hands in front. Took a shot. Never got there. Hit a body. Deflected wide. Robel sticks it to the corner. And Austin Frenette collects. Frenette behind the boards. Bad pass. Werdinger first one to it. Pinned up along the boards. Werdinger wrapping around the net. Filtered it back up for Braxton Wieger. Comes to the blue line. Chai High and Rice Lake battling for it. Chai High comes away with it. Krista chipped one to Burmeister, who fluttered one ahead. Now Rice Lake has it. Braxton Wager trying to come in. Hand it along for DePorci. But Austin Frenette steals and enters. Austin Frenette handing back. Bad pass. Intercepted by Rice Lake. Back to Dane Krista. Dane Krista made a nice move at the blue line. And then got it pried off his stick. Werdinger clears for Rice Lake. Gave it to DePorci. And DePorci took a long-range shot into
Tucks real high goal. Stick there.
We are going to get a high stick.
By Carter Johnson.
13:01 to go. 1-0 Chai High. 23 shots on net.
Well, you got to figure one of these is going to go in.
Eventually.
When they're buzzing like this.
The draw to the left of Drew Brovold. Carter Johnson's going to take it. against Weston Flood. It's won back by Johnson behind the net, and Brovold's actually just going to glove it. Deflected right to him. He's going to freeze it again to get another draw to his right. Flood and Johnson on the draw once again, same pairings. This time it's won back by Flood, but Jack Black's able to poke it free. Black on the break. Black trying to go in on sides. Black took a shot, save, made rebound!
Yes!
And he scored! Carter Johnson off the rebounded shot from Zach Black. Pounded it home, and Chi High takes a 2-0 lead.
There we go. We finally beat Van Gilder, but you had to get a rebound shot. Van Gilder was concentrating on Zach Black. There was Carter Johnson on the glove side, and a wide open half of the net makes it 2-0.
He didn't even react. Business as normal for Carter Johnson. Lincoln Hine to take this draw at center ice against the goal scorer, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson won it back to his defenseman, flipped along for Sai. Sai lost it and now filtered it into the offensive zone. Icing is waved off. Back to collect is Ben Woods. He pounded it off the boards to Wager. Wager lost it. Now in on sides is Lincoln Hine. Drew Brovold is going to meet him. Rebound! And it's tipped wide by Sai. Really good defensive play by Aiden Sai. Keeping it in is Ben Woods. Ben Woods filtered it below the goal crease. Poked free. And right to Aiden Sai. Aiden Sai outlet feeding to Zach Black. Zach Black tried to tip it past. Poffed. And now Carter Johnson in on sides. Flipped it along. It hit a stick. And Aiden Sai gets the deflection. Aiden Sai pounded one off the boards. And it's pounded back out to ice. Struggle in the neutral zone is won by Rice Lake as they chip it in. Philip Dirks pressuring along with Alex Sprague. But it's chipped along and just wide of Colin Buchanan. And icing is going to be called. Buchanan had a step. The pass went just wide.
Second goal of the year for Carter Johnson. His 7th point. And Zach Black picks up his 12th point of the year. His 7th assist on the goal. 2-0 Chi High.
Jackson Williams wins back the draw to Burmeister, who hands along for Austin Frenette. Chipped it ahead for Colin Buchanan. But it's cleared there and grabbed by Marshall Powers. Chi High in the offensive zone and onside. Rice Lake's going to clear quickly. Out with it is Jacob Wise. He lost it, but in onside is Weston Flood with a shot that hit Fernet's stick and pounded to the glass. Colin Buchanan. She's centered to Rice Lake, but able to grab it. Off the stick is Brody Custer. Brody Custer in onsides. Custer deflected to the left wing boards. Custer wrapping around the net of Van Gilder. Centering feed. Buchanan can't get it, and it deflects all the way into the defensive zone for Chi High. Austin Fernet back to pick it up. Hands for Burmeister. Burmeister ahead for Buchanan. In onsides to Dane Krista, looking to activate. Dane Krista, stick handling. Backhanding center, took a shot. Save made Van Gilder.
Oh.
And somehow he's able to find the puck and get it frozen.
Couple of big saves, and Colin Buchanan put his hands up to his helmet. They're like, I should have had that one. The net was open. He tried a wrist shot, but he was trying to go high, and he put it right into the pads, the stacked pads of Van Gilder.
DePorcy and Krista on the draw. One back by DePorcy, and he is able to send it along for Dominic Mason. Back to Dane Krista. Dane Krista, a centering feed, but not in. And there's Andrew Hebert. Back to the blue line it goes. Filtered along for Dane Krista. Pokes it behind the net for Chi High. Still loose in the left wing boards. It's a battle for it. Now Hebert came away with it. Centering feed. Nobody there. Krista collects at the right circle. Fired one in front. Got it to a shot. Save made Van Gilder. Another impressive save. Behind the net it still is. Matt Fournette pinned up against the boards. Comes out to the right circle. Up top, Aiden Sai took a long-range shot. Van Gilder stick save. Krista to the deflection in the left wing boards. The battle for it, and Rice Lake's going to come out of it. It's Powers trying to hand along for Tomash. Matt Fournette picked it off. Spinning back in his defensive zone. Fournette over to Dane Krista. Krista circling by Drew Brovold. Dane Krista skating through center with no resistance. Pounced one off the... boards wide of Matt Fournette.
And a miscommunication right there. Fournette wanted to go right, and Krista threw it left. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Lincoln Hine and Carter, or Jackson Williams, or that is Carter Johnson on the draw. Once again, Hine won it back. A shot on net and he flipped it. Marshall Powers had a shot, couldn't get to it. Now Zach Black skating ahead. Black into the offensive zone. Black pinned up against the boards. A massive hit by Ben Woods. Chihai has it in front. Loose, and it comes out to the right circle where it's punched back in. Wertinger trying to clear. Here comes Austin Frenette. He's back in on sides. The defenseman spinning to the left circle. Frenette centering feed tipped wide by Black. Frenette back to pick it up behind the net. He's pinned up against the board by two Warriors. Prying it free is Black. Black somehow almost came out of there with it. Wager able to grab it. Tried to clear. Burmeister grabbed it down. Took a long-range shot. Save made by Van Gilder. Carter Johnson collects. Tui took a shot, and Van Gilder catches it to make another save. 9:09 left to go in the second period. 2-0 Chihai. Shots on goal 31 for Chippewa, 9 for Rice Lake.
Yeah. Lots of zone time for Chihai. And now they're, you know, they got the 2-0 little insurance here. And, boy, one more goal, they could probably ride it the rest of the way.
One by Weston Flood ahead to Alex Sprague. Now chipped in by Syed. Hits the boards. Collecting is Mason Bruton, the defenseman. D to D, he goes for Dominic Mason. Mason hit hard. Bruton able to gather. Right under us in the neutral zone, the battle for the puck. And it's floated into the Chihai zone where it's grabbed and ratcheted ahead. Grabbing it is Colin Buchanan, battling with Mason Bruton. Bruton behind the net. Pinned up against the boards by Buchanan. Weston Flood trying to pry it free. He does, and Weston Flood got it to the right point. Jacob Wise skates ahead. Aiden Tsai intercepts in the neutral zone and starts to enter. Aiden Tsai in on sides. Rattled one behind the net. Picked up there by Mason Bruton. Bruton plowed into by Frenette. Frenette still badgering him. It's tipped along for, by Dominic Mason, and Mason trying to get it out to center. Jacob Wise battling with Hebert for it. Behind the net, Van Gilder's going to collect. The goalie sends it forward. Lost spot. Right to Hebert. Gave it to Frenette. Frenette off to Dane Krista. Dane Krista left circle. Underneath the mat, Frenette. Frenette up top to Burmeister. Burmeister to Krista. Took a shot. Save made by Van Gilder. Flashing the leather.
Trying to go upstairs, and Van Gilder just ripped it out of the air with that glove hand. 7:44 left to go second period.
Frenette and Tomash on the draw. Max Tomash. Frenette took a shot. Save made. Dane Krista trying to get to the rebound. Tipped it to himself and filtered it around the end wall. Behind the net, it's picked up by Ben Woods for Rice Lake. A shot that Krista pounded high and wide, and it hits the netting. Rice Lake, a couple of turnovers in their offense, and their defensive zone has led to a couple chances
like
for Chippewa.
Bleeding next to a shark here tonight when that happens.
Draw will be to the right of Van Gilden. Carter Johnson on the draw against Brady DePorcy. DePorcy won the draw, but it's filtered along the end wall where Max Tomash collects. Burmeister at the blue line kept it in. Gave it off to Skelton. Skelton took a shot. Went wide. And around Skelton, still with it at the left circle. Centering feed for Johnson. Took a shot. And Van Gilden once again pried it out of midair and gets a frozen puck. 7:15 to go, 2-0 Chihai. 33 shots on net so far to just 9 for Rice Lake. And I feel like this whole period's been played in the offensive.
Yeah, the ice is definitely tilted towards Chihai here tonight so far. That second goal, Carter, was just huge.
Massive. Zach Black at the left circle. Centering feed, nobody there. Easton Skelton collects. In the offensive zone, stick handling, centered for Black. Black got it, centered again, and Carter Johnson was tied up, didn't get a shot off. Black hustles to it. Easton Skelton at the left circle. Bounced one off the boards to his defenseman, Frenette. Took a long-range shot, tipped in front. Carter Johnson did it, and Van Gilden fought it off with his left pad. Tomash battling with Johnson, and Burmeister just got stapled to the ground by Tomash at the blue line. Rice Lake with it. Carter Johnson still playing hard. Rice Lake able to find it into Porcy trying to skate ahead. Flipped it along, pass to Omash, and we're going to get icing. Thought he was past the red line. He was not, and Chi High once again gets an offensive zone faceoff.
Yeah, those are the ones you need to win, for sure, in the O-zone here.
Just feels like one more.
Yeah,
and you're
one
really
more
crushing
is just
the hopes of Rice
pretty
Lake.
Much the all the insurance you need, I think, here for Chi High.
Jackson Williams won the draw for Brody Custer. Sent along the boards by Braxton Wager for Rice Lake and filtered back in. Hoft is going to send it the length of the ice where Aiden Tsai collects in his defensive zone. Tsai trying to outlet feed to Custer, but intercepted there by Rice Lake. And on sides is Lincoln Hines, spun it back and intercepted by Colin Buchanan. Buchanan ahead for Brody Custer. Brody into the neutral zone, spun it in the offensive zone. Lincoln Hines intercepted. Gave it off to Dominic Mason, give and go with Lincoln Hines. Buchanan took a long range shot, hit a body, went wide, rebound! And Jackson Williams this time was denied in front by Van Gilder.
Yeah, you almost have to get that second shot, don't you?
That rebound.
Gilder, that rebound shot. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics and Chi-High hockey.
Jack Brazina in there for Chi-High first shift tonight. He loses the draw, but Burmeister is able to keep in for Chi-High. Around the left boards is Marshall Powers battling for it, filtered around Burmeister, able to tap one in front, took a shot, save made by Van Gilder. Met Merrick Peterson on that shot. Seems like the fourth line's getting to play here tonight.
Yep.
Parker LeMay, the other one out there. Drew Grovold's going to poke this to Burmeister. Burmeister skating through the neutral zone. Elijah Burmeister in on sides, looking to activate. Elijah Burmeister around the end wall. Poked it free to the corner where it's picked up there by Brady Dvorak. Handed along for Dominic Mason. Mason spun it back for Dvorak. Dvorak give and go to Max Tomash. Off to Connor Frischman. Back on sides to Dvorak. Took a shot and Brovold. Easy save wide. Tomash couldn't keep it in at the flex to center. And you can just tell Rice Lake just does not have the bodies today to keep up with Chi High.
Yeah, they're missing three guys with concussions and four overall.
Dvorak pinned up along the boards by Colin Buchanan. It's Pride Free and Dane Krista. The first line back out there as Marshall Powers with it in the left wing. Powers got it poked free, and here comes Hebert. Hebert up to Dane Krista. It's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Dane Krista at the left point. Dane Krista wrapping around the back of the net. Krista has it at the right circle. Centering feed, and Matt Frenette didn't get the shot off. Dominic Mason challenges Frenette. Pride it free. Having it is Hebert. Hebert spun one to the right point. It went under the stick of Colin Seibert and all the way down the ice where it's collected by Drew Brovold. 4:04 to go and counting. 2-0 Chi High. Rice Lake trying to just get one. Burmeister behind his own net has it. Burmeister up ahead by Matt Frenette. It hit the linesman. And Matt Frenette's able to gather. Frenette in on sides. Frenette spinning around. He lost an edge. Wurtinger pries it free from Frenette. Frenette pestering him in the right wing board corner. Hoft in there with him. The puck comes free and Lincoln Hine has it. Lincoln Hine skating ahead. Hine lost the puck. Seibert away with it. Hand it off to Tsai. Tsai tried to chip it in the center. Carter Johnson spun it forward. Picked up and lobbed ahead by Hoft for Rice Lake. Well, icing's waved off. Seibert pounded one off the boards around back of Drew Grovold. Up top to the blue line, a long-range shot is handled easily by Drew Brovold. Bruton on that shot.
That's only, fourth shot of the period, I think, against Drew so far.
And I think that would have been, like, the hardest. So.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
3:13 to go in the second period, 2-0 Chi High. On the draw is Weston Flood. He lost it. And Elijah Burmeister spins around, tries a long-range outlet feed. Carter Johnson tipped it ahead. Carter Johnson in the net on sides, took a shot. Van Gilder is going to make the save and then glove it and freeze it with 3 minutes to go on the dot. 36 shots on net for Chippewa, 11 for Rice Lake.
Well, look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls.
And breaking news, they just got another shot on net. Save made by Van Gilder in his chest. Zach Black with that shot off the draw. So we go right back to the left circle. Weston Flood and Carter Johnson on the draw. One by Johnson. Austin Fournette with another shot. And Van Gilder made another save. 2:51 to play.
Cards split last year with Rice Lake and trying to look for the sweep here tonight. They will move to D2 playoffs and we'll be in D1.
Rice Lake gets a full line change. Brady DePorsi against Carter Johnson. One by Johnson, the Black. Now spun ahead by Rice Lake and Max Tomash. Tipped it in. Burmeister and Tomash reached for the puck in the offensive zone for Chi High. Banked along the back where Austin Fournette pried it free. Lost it in front. Centering feed, and it was lost. Nobody got to. Now a shot. It's tipped wide. Roble having to do some work, and Rice Lake's going to score.
Cards just coughed it up in their own zone.
Connor Frischman from behind the net centered, and Max Tomash punched it in over the left pad, and all of a sudden, Rice Lake's within one.
Yeah, Cards got sloppy in their own zone. And all they needed was one to cut that lead in half here.
And all of a sudden, we got a game.
Yeah.
Drew Broville did all he could, stopped a couple of shots, but a really good centering feed, and Tomash was able to punch it home. So Matt Fournette and Brady DePorsi on the draw.
Tomash's second goal of the season's 8th point. Assist going to Brody DePorsi and Ben Woods on that one.
One back by Rice Lake, Marshall Powers handed along for Hoff. Hoff chipped it in. Brady DePorsi's going to enter. Cy lost an edge, and it's Hebert drilled DePorsi. Matt Fournette at the right point is going to spin around. Outlet feeds to Dane Krista. He's in on sides. Dane Krista wrapping behind the net. Dane Krista at the right circle. Handed back for Matt Fournette. Fournette and Marshall Powers battle for it. Now it's Brady DePorsi spinning one off the end wall for Connor Frischman. Frischman for Rice Lake sends it all the way back around. Matt Fournette at the blue line connects and fires it back in where Dane Krista at the right circle connects. Made a move, and we got a penalty coming on Rice Lake. This is going to be tripping. Dane Krista made a move. Stick got tangled up in the skates, and Chaha is going on the power play.
Well, Matt Luckowitz said it was an improved power play, and now Chi High has a chance to prove it. Still not great numbers, 11.7% for the Cards, but
0-1 tonight. Easton Skelton to take this draw for Chi High against Brady DePorsi. One back by Skelton to the blue line for Elijah Burmeister. Handed along for Matt Fournette. Fournette with a long-range try. It's tipped high and wide. Deflected all the way to Dane Krista at the blue line. Krista made a move. Dane Krista handed Frost to Fournette. Back to Krista. Didn't get a shot off. Brady DePorsi trying to clear. Gave it to Lincoln Hine, and he does clear all the way down the ice. Back to pick it up is Burmeister. He took a big hit by DePorsi. Fournette lost it, and Chi High seems to maybe taking their foot off the gas a little bit. Chi High's going to enter with Dane Krista. Krista took a shot. It went high and wide. Around the boards and back out to center goes Elijah Burmeister to collect. Brady DePorsi gathering. Firing is Matt Fournette all the way around the boards in the offensive zone for Chi High. 1 minute to go. Austin Fournette couldn't control that bouncing puck. Easton Skelton at the right circle. Handed up top, Matt Fournette. D to D he goes, Elijah Burmeister. Off to Krista, lost the puck, was going to take a shot. Krista still with it. Gave it to Austin Fournette. He banks one off the boards. At the blue line, Burmeister. 40 seconds to go. 50 on the power play. A long-range shot is hit a skate, tipped wide. Grabbed in front. And Krista with a shot. And Van Gilder tipped it wide.
That was a chance. Dane Krista slid just outside the blue paint there. And the puck, Van Gilder didn't know where it was. It went high, deflected high. And Krista had a chance to tee one up, but couldn't get it past Van Gilder.
So the second line comes out for Chi High. Taking the draw is Andrew Hebert against Weston Flood. One back by Hebert. Big win. Aiden Cy hands along for Seibert. Up to Black. Black behind the back pass to Carter Johnson behind the net of Van Gilder. Back to Black at the right circle. Took a shot. It deflected wide. Aiden Sy collects the left point. His long-range drive went nowhere close. Zach Black gathering, sending up top to Aiden Sy. Sy a long-range drive, Van Gilder the save. 8 seconds to go. 19 on the power play. Black to Hebert. Off to Sy. 2 seconds long-range drive. Great pad save by Van Gilder, and that is how the second period ends. Felt like Chi-Hi was in complete control, up 2-0, but a late Rice Lake goal has made this one a game.
Oh, man. Yeah, Chi-Hi, with the shots total, they should be running away with this, but they got really sloppy in their own end of the ice. They didn't help their goaltender out. Just got maybe a little lazy in their own end of the ice and gave up a goal. And hey, Rice Lake's got new life here, so they're going to come out after a rest here and, you know, really feel like they got a chance to tie it up and maybe win a game here.
39 shots on net for Chi-Hi, 12 for Rice Lake. When we start the third, Chi-Hi will be on a 12-second power play, but really not enough time to really
not
do
a whole
anything.
Lot of time, no.
Maybe get the
and
puck.
They probably didn't take
time.
Enough shots on that power play. They were very patient. They were working it up top on the umbrella, but, you know, you got to get some shots on net and even take a few shots. Maybe you can get a rebound, maybe a loose puck, maybe it'll hit a player, whatever. But they should have taken more shots, I think, on that power play. Total here, but they still have 12 seconds, so we'll see what they can do with that.
And with how well this goalie's been playing, you know, they did get that breakaway goal in the first, but the other goal was a rebound, like you said. So getting shots on goal is going to be key in the third period to try to pull away.
Absolutely. All right, so 2-1. Chi-Hi leads this one with a goal in each period, and Rice Lake with the goal to cut it in half here in the second period. From Max Tomesch, that's where we sit here after two periods on our coverage of Cards Hockey. Shots 39-12 in favor of the home team here, but they only lead by a goal. All right, we'll take a break. Carter and I will. On video tonight, our producer is Caleb Swenson. Audio producer is Zach Wycheck. Our score 2-1 Chi-Hi over Rice Lake. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Well, the Cards are up 2-1 at the end of two. It looked like one more goal would have done it for him, Carter, as they led 2-0. And then Rice Lake picked up some garbage in our end of the ice and fired one past Cards goalie Drew Provold. And all of a sudden, it's, you know, close game right here, 2-1 going into the third.
I mean, Chip was just dominated this game, but like you said, some sloppy play in the defensive zone. Rice Lake, all it took was one shot, and they've clawed their way back to within one. I mean, for Rice Lake, you got to feel good about that. You've been dominated. Yeah. You're down to within one. And
just stay in the game. If you're outshot 39-12 and you can score a goal, hey, doesn't matter how many shots you take on net if you can get a goal and maybe tie this one up. So Chihai's really going to have to come out flying in the third period, I think.
Yeah, they definitely felt a little bit there at the end of the second half. They took their foot off the gas.
Yep, I agree.
And coach is not going to like that, no, so I'm sure they'll get lit
sure.
up. But I assume they'll come out with some fire.
Yeah,
so.
They're not home yet, for sure. So, and they really need to win this game. I mean, if Lucky goes into that seeding conference call having lost to the bottom team in the conference and hadn't won a conference game all year, that's not going to be a good look for him.
Absolutely not. And I'm sure that's also in the players' mind. Like, we got this is a must-win game, right?
So yeah, some pride on the line here.
I don't really know why they would take their foot off the gas, but it happens. So
yep.
Come out with some fire in the second half, get a couple on the board. And I mean, we even saw the fourth line out there for Chihai a little bit. And Rice Lake's missing all these players. So some
that's
rested bodies
thing.
Will be big here in the third
yeah,
period.
You got it. All right, score up at... Playing up at Rice Lake is the CFM girls are playing up there with the co-op team, Rice Lake Hayward co-op team, and it's 1-1 at the end of the second. They're being outshot 25-17. I guess we got an amazing goalie facing the Sabres here tonight up there. So, you know, we got a good goalie here too in Van Gilder, and he's keeping them in the team in the game right now. The senior goaltender with facing 39 shots on goal here through two periods. So he's going to be north of 50 shots, maybe even 60 here tonight that he's going to be up against here against Chihai.
Yeah, well, and the first period started out with Chihai not getting enough shots on net. And then midway through, they started taking more shots.
Yep.
And then the second half, they took a lot of shots. And then they kind of didn't take enough shots. So third period, shots on net are going to be key. Rebounds, getting guys in front, screening, their defensemen getting in to the offensive play. It's going to be key.
You got it. Well, leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. And our home team right now up 2-1 on Rice Lake after two periods. We'll take another break. Get you set for period number three here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. After two, it's Chihai 2, Rice Lake 1. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Getting you ready for the third period. A decisive third coming up as Chi High had a 2-0 lead, and now it's 2-1 with the Rice Lake goal by Max Tomash at 14:29 of the period, even strength goal. And that's it. Chi High with a 12-second power play coming out of the gate here in the third. So we'll see what happens. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. A fun place to shop. You never know what you're going to find at Bargain City Superstore. So tell them you heard about them during Cards Hockey on Wogo Sports. Well, they just nudged up. I thought we had 39 shots. I see 40 up there. We got a shot on goal, and we weren't even on the ice.
Look at that. It happened so much.
They are correcting things here a little bit. So shots now 40-12 in favor of the Cards. But we need to get one past Van Gilder here. Need that two-goal lead. I don't feel comfortable up by one.
Definitely need some insurance here. But got to come out skating faster in the third period, get a couple shots on net, get one to go in.
And Rice Lake with a little added energy here coming out of the locker room with that goal to make it 2-1. They know they're within a goal here of tying it up.
At the same time, though, I mean, again, we've talked about how many players they're down. And so, I mean, they got tired legs right now. Chai has got to take advantage of that.
Four starters out, three with concussion, another with a shoulder injury. So they're a little thin on the bench here tonight.
Chai, this time, is going to be shooting in the goal to our right. Rice Lake skating from right to left.
Yeah, so a short change for Chai High in the third, which is a good thing. Back of their own zone.
It's going to be Fournette. And it's going to be DeCourcy on the draw. Big third period coming up for both teams. One back by Rice Lake. But Dane Christa skated to it. Handed back for Austin Frenette, excuse me. Handed along for Burmeister. Filtered it off to Hebert, and he sends it in. Behind the net, Mason rips it around. Rice Lake back to full strength. DeCourcy skating ahead with Max Tomash. Just chipped it ahead after he got past the blue line. Burmeister, excuse me, pried it free and skates ahead. The defenseman, Bruton, sent it in. And Chahai collects with Hebert. Hebert made a move. Skating in center. Got Matt Frenette with him. Tried to wrap around. Pried free by Bruton, who poke-checked it behind the net. Dane Christa has it. Lost it. And here comes Lincoln Hine. Hine skating through center. Step pass to check over the blue line. Handed it back. Long-range shot. Provo made the save. Jacob Wordinger with that shot from the right circle.
Well, it went through, but they whistled it. Provo looked behind himself. Drew looked behind himself. And then when he got up, the puck was in the back of the net. And there's a discussion here. Rice Lake may get a goal because it was in back of Provo to the back of the net. It filtered through his five hole. And there's a discussion here.
I believe they're going to give him a frozen puck.
Noah Bestel coming over. They did whistle it, and we couldn't see it was in the back of the net until later, and I'm sure that Josh Engel is saying, hey, that should be a goal for us, but that wouldn't get. That could have very well have been a goal except for the quick whistle there. Woof.
So
Cards dodged a bullet.
Hine wins the drawback, but Rice Lake lost it, and here comes Zach Black making a really good move. Skated to the left circle. Zach Black spinning it around, but Hine able to pry it free. Along the boards, Easton Skelton pinned up against the wall. Hine able to pull it free and skate ahead. Grabbed by Wordinger. Wordinger skates through center for Rice Lake and enters along with Lincoln Hine. A long-range shot. It went wide of Drew Brovel. Hoft filtered it through. Back up top. Hoft trying to keep in, and it cleared the zone. Braxton Wager was going to go off in a change. Stopped, collected it, handed along for Hine, who filtered it into the offensive zone. Brovel behind his net stopped it and handed it to Austin Frenette. Frenette ratcheted one ahead for Skelton and a big hit.
We've got a penalty coming up here.
And Chahai.
Colin Seibert's going to draw one.
He's going to be on the penalty kill.
Yeah, he hit one of the Rice Lake players who didn't have the puck, so probably an interference call here.
Cross-check,
they're going to call it. But
so Colin Seibert goes to the box, and again, we were talking about how important that two-goal lead was for Chahai. It's down to one,
now
Rice Lake's on the power play.
Nothing to write home about in their power play, 10.9%, but they got a chance.
A long-range drive tipped out in front, still loose and able to clear as Dane Christa hands along with Matt Frenette. Frenette got it pried free, and Frenette goes hard into the boards. Mason Bruton chased with him. Matt Frenette back up on his skates, just lifted it in. Behind picking it up is Marshall Powers. Powers stays behind his own net off to Max Tomash. Tomash hands it back for Bruton. Powers. Into the offensive zone, and Chahai is able to clear. DeCresci tried to get it to Bruton. Instead, it lands to Powers. Max Tomash carries in for Rice Lake. Chipped ahead for Connor Frischman. Frischman back to the blue line. A shot by Powers hit the stick of Frenette and hits the netting. A minute 13 left to go in the power play. 14:31 to go in the game. 2-1 Chippewa. But this lead's feeling less and less.
A little precarious, isn't it? Drop is going to be in the zone.
A draw to the right of Drew Brovold. Easton Skelton against Lincoln Hine. Hine won it back. Rice Lake keeps. Handed along for Hoft. Hoft at the blue line goes D to D for Woods. Woods with a long range shot. Hit a body. Woods able to collect, but lost it to center. Zach Black chases to him. Pinned him against the boards. Hoft able to regather. Lincoln Hine goes back with him. Hoft spun it around. Up to Wertinger. Wertinger to Hine. Lincoln Hine handed off to Wager. Wager still with it. Lost it. Black chipped it forward. Nearly had a break. Rice Lake with it. Spun back for Hoft. Hoft to Hine. Hine hit the skate of Hoft. And Easton Skelton's going to carry in onside. Easton Skelton from the right circle. Took a shot. Save made by Van Gilden. Really good shorthanded try by Easton Skelton. Lincoln Hine skating ahead into the offensive zone. Hine at the left circle. Spun one back. It's pride free by Chi High, and they're going to clear the zone. Hoff battling for it. Burmeister in onside. Burmeister a shot, and Van Gildern made that save. Jacob Weiss skates ahead. 7 seconds left on the power play. Chi High is going to clue. No, Dane Krista sent it back for Austin Fournette. Power play is over. Skipped along for Dane Krista in the neutral zone. Krista lost it. And Bruton able to smash it forward. Austin Fournette in his own end. Picked it up, filtered it to Aiden Tsai. Tsai feathered one off to Matt Fournette at the offensive blue line. And he sends it in for Colin Hebert. Or Andrew Hebert, excuse me. Hebert chipped it ahead. It's chipped back out, and Fournette's going to gather in the neutral zone. Austin Fournette spinning around at the left circle. Tried to center, but he never got there. It's loose. And Connor Frischman skates ahead with it for Rice Lakes. Frischman in onside. Spun it back for Tomash. A shot. It hit a skate and went wide. Fournette. A long-range pass for Matthew Fournette. In onside. Fournette made a move. Took a shot. It went high and wide. Back to collect. And centering is Dane Krista. Dane Krista has it. Behind the net. Krista wrapping around. Dane Krista at the right circle. Krista up top. Sent it. It's save made by Van Gilder. That was Colin Seibert on the shot.
Well, we're wheeling and dealing in there, but still nothing past Van Gilder. And we had more shots on net during their power play than they had. I don't think they had a shot on net. We had three or four on their power play.
Really good penalty kill. 12:18 to go. Chi High desperately needs one. Just to make you feel safe. Carter Johnson on the draw against Lincoln High, and it's one into the official skates. And now flip to the blue line. Seibert with a chance. It's sticked wide. Behind the net, Black collects and lost an edge. It goes to the left circle. Lincoln High gaining speed. Collects and skates through the offensive zone. Step past the check in on sides. Took a shot. And Brovel fought it off. That was a really good play by Lincoln High.
Yeah, it was. He was trying to use one of our D as a screen, and it just opened up a window for Drew Provol to see that coming in, and found it right in the big CF on his chest right there. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls in a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, where these guys come from.
Rice Lake's able to poke it back into the offensive zone where Burmeister goes back to collect. Right in front of Drew Brovold. Outlet feeds it ahead for Black. He enters onside. Zach Black. Centering feed. Nobody there. Rice Lake able to get away with a scare there. Rice Lake is able to clear as Weston Flood poked it through center. Burmeister collecting. Handing along for Carter Johnson. In onside. Carter Johnson in with Easton Skelton. Centering feed. Skelton didn't get a shot off. Behind the net. Skelton still with it. Then powered it to Black. A centering feed. And it went under the stick of Johnson. Up to the blue line for Burmeister. A drive, and Van Gildern didn't see it, but it went wide. Johnson at the right circle collects. Spun it back behind the net for Easton Skelton. Pinned up along the boards there by Ben Woods. Skelton still with it. Ben Woods able to now pry it free. Tried to clear it. Austin Fournette got it. Sent it back in. Hit the skate of Black and cleared by Jacob Wise. Out through center. Burmeister collects in his offensive zone. 10:50 to go. 2-1. Chippewa. Chipped in by Bodie Custer. Back to collect is Van Gilder. A dangerous play as centering feed. Van Gilder wasn't in the net, but nobody could get to it. And here comes Lincoln Hyde with a ton of speed. He lost it. And chipping it out through center is Hoft. Side. Spun one to Buchanan. Filtered it along the end wall. Behind the net skates Hoft. Hoft. Sent it all the way down. It was tipped by Tsai. Icing's waved off. Drew Brovel behind the net. Knocked it down. Aiden Tsai got past the check. Aiden Tsai still skating with it. He lost it. And Hoft has it for Rice Lake. Goalies pulled. Delayed penalty coming on Chi High. Just got a touch up and they will. I believe we're going to get tripping on Aiden Tsai.
Yeah, so another power play, second of the night for Rice Lake, and they're still within striking distance. It's going to be on Aiden Tsai. Yeah, the tripping call.
He had the puck. They took it from him, and then
yeah,
he tripped
him.
Yeah,
he didn't like that, huh? So, Cards, even though they are out shooting them 44-15, they give Rice Lake a second power play here All they need is one.
To poor C, one back to draw. Hand it back for Powers. Powers D to D for Bruton. Bruton a long range drive, hit a body deflected wide. And Chai skates ahead. Matt Burnett in on sides. It's 2-on-1 if he hurts with Dane Krista. Took a shot. He scored! Matt Burnett shorthanded. Lasered one by Van Gilder. And Chai High gets their much-needed goal. It's 3-1.
What a great shot by Netter on that one. And that's the insurance we were looking for right there. Even strength, or no, that's a shorty.
Short-handed goal for Chippewa. And they couldn't get one even strength, so they decided to go short-handed. Still got to play defense on this power play and get through it. Collecting is Ben Woods in his own zone. Sprung it along for Max Tomich. Skates behind his own net. Insurance was just added for Chi High. Max Tomich lost it to the boards. Austin Frenette is going to clear all the way down the ice. A minute 22 left on the power play. Chi High 3, Rice Lake 1. Ben Woods lost it, now lobbed it ahead for Hoff. Hoff spun it free. Matt Frenette through the legs of Lincoln High knee stick handles and then just chipped it in. And you can just see the difference Matt Frenette brings to this offense. Lincoln Hine behind his own net. Skating forward. Into the neutral zone. Skates all the way in with his speed. Lincoln Hine at the left point. Hine behind the net. Pinned up against the board by three Chi High defenders. And Zach Blech chipped it through center. Van Gilder out to greet the puck. Hands it along for Powers. Zach Blech with the steal centering feed. And Easton Skelton couldn't get there. Skelton still with it. He was tripped, and we're going to get a penalty on Rice Lake. They just got a touch-up. Zach Black back. Brovold's gone, but Rice Lake's going to touch up with Marshall Powers. And we're going to have some four-on-four hockey for 26 seconds.
Yeah, should be fun. By the way, Netter's goal was his 10th of the year, his 16th point of the season. Elijah Burmeister with the assist, his eighth point. And 3-1, Chi High, with soon to be a power play here in about 26 seconds.
Lincoln Hine goes to the box for Rice Lake. Matt Frenette on the draw. It's won back by DePrusi. Chipped out of play. And we're going to get a draw to the left of Van Gilder again.
Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open an account at rcu.org or at any RCU office insured by NCUA.
Frenette and DePorcy on the draw again. One back by Chai High. Still 4-on-4 hockey, 17 seconds to go. Dane Krista behind the net. Krista at the left circle. Made a move. Dane Krista spun one back. It hit the state of Frenette. Austin Frenette keeping it in. Spinning one back. And keeping with it at the blue line. Now spun it for Matt Frenette. He kept it in. Chipped it along for Burmeister. Burmeister a long range drive. Save made. Rebound. Frenette in front. Took a shot. Save made by Van Gilder. He is playing really well today. And
Cards have the power play on right now.
A minute 27 to go. On the Chi High power play, 7:51 to go on the game clock. A 3-1 Chippewa lead. On the draw, Max Tomich against Easton Skelton. One back by Skelton. Matthew Frenette collects at the blue lines, handed along for Burmeister. Burmeister D to D to Frenette. He handed back for Skelton with a shot. It hit a stick deflected wide into the netting.
So a minute 18 left to go on that power play. Well, it'd be nice to have one here, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To kind of seal the deal.
Love to have a 3-goal lead here. Skelton won the draw, but Max Tomich intercepts and steers one into center. Elijah Burmeister back to collect. Nice one to Dane Krista, who cuts one the way of Matt Frenette. Took a long-range shot, deflected wide. Krista at the left circle made a move. Austin Frenette behind the back. Behind the net. The defenseman spun around. Frenette spun again. Frenette with it. Handed for Skelton. Skelton at the right circle. Up top, Burmeister. Burmeister to Krista with the drive. It went high and wide. It stayed in play, though, as it hit glass. Dane or Matt Fournette. At the right point, handed for Krista. Another drive. It hit a body, went wide. Rebound loose in front. Krista with a drive. He scores! Matt Fournette lasering a rebound again, top shelf. His second of the game, and Chi High leads 4-1. 7 minutes to go in this one, and Chi High just established control.
10 minutes exactly the time of the goal here in the third. Fournette, Dane Krista, and Eli Burmeister in on that one.
Aiden Tsai in the neutral zone, and we talked about what Chi High needed to do in the third period, and they've come out and played really well. In the offensive zone for Rice Lake, sending it off the boards is Jackson Williams. Braxton Wager collects and hands to Lincoln Hine. Hine had the penalty on him. It was tripping. And that's Cardinals were able to score on that power play. Chipped ahead. Brody Custer sends it around the back of the net. Marshall Powers spitting one back. Powers chipped it through the neutral zone, intercepted by Seibert. Seibert shifting through center. Just chipped and chased in. Seibert collects centering feed, and Buchanan couldn't get a shot off. Tomash stick handling past Hebert, but Hebert able to steal and trickle it in. Hoft, D to D to Mason. Mason chipped it ahead. Connor Frischman pinned to Fournette against the boards. Great move. Oh, by Matt Fournette. And he's stick handling in his own zone. But that was pretty neat. Elijah Burmeister spun one ahead and leaped it in. Along the end wall, and Van Gilden's going to fire one off the boards just to get it away from him. Sent up the boards, but intercepted by Dane Krista. Dane Krista off to Austin Fournette. Give and go with Dane Krista. Dane Krista skating through the neutral zone. Tried to make a move. Max Tomash with it. And you can just kind of see that Rice Lake's tired at this point in the game.
They're gassed.
Burmeister ahead. Hits the skate of Fournette, and he's going to skate back. 5:11 to go, 4-1, Chi High in complete control. Dane Krista from the left circle took a shot. It deflected, and Van Gilden's going to glove it. 5:04 to go, 49 shots on net for Chi High to 14 for Rice Lake.
Well, we got something to talk about in our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Some games, it's just not much there, but tonight we got at least four goals. It was kind of close for a while, but kind of open things up here in the third, huh?
One back by Chi High. He lost it to the left point. Took a long-range shot, and Van Gilden made the save. That was Keller Riley, the forward.
Yeah, these fourth-liners getting some playing time here tonight. That's great.
Keller Riley had a couple assists in the JV game today. Zach Black took a shot, and Van Gilder with the save off the deflection. Your defensive pairing out there so right now is Colin Seibert along with Keller Riley. Easton Skelton, Carter Johnson, and Zach Black from right to left. One back by Johnson to Keller Riley. Keller Riley at the left point took a shot deflected wide of Van Gilder. Skelton wraps around the back of the net. Why not get greedy at this point? Keller Riley at the left point. Lost it. Great defensive play by Rice Lake, but they're able to keep in. Zach Black spinning one back around. Still with it. Chipped it ahead. Johnson behind the net collects. Johnson centering feed for Black. Still loose in front. Took a shot. He scored! Easton Skelton. A look what I found type of shot. And just powered it past Van Gilder. And it's 5-1 Chippewa.
Zach Black will get an assist. Carter Johnson the other assist here in the third period. And this thing is busted loose here in the third with three third-period goals. .12:31, time of that goal.
Jackson Williams off the one draw, gave it to Brody Custer, who chipped it in. Ben Woods spinning it forward in the neutral zone. Lincoln Hine in the offensive zone. Spinning one around for Jake Werdinger. It's chipped ahead for Braxton Wager. Wager handed along for Hine. Lincoln Hine for Rice Lake. He's got a ton of speed in through center. Stopped at the right circle. Sent it along, but Austin Fournette made a really good play. And it's nearly out to center. Able to keep it in was Hoff. Tacoma Hoff. And a lost stick for Rice Lake. So it's a 5-on-4 for a little bit as Burmeister is going to carry in the neutral zone. He lost it back for Fournette, who handed along for Bodie Custer. Has a ton of real estate to work with in onside. Took a long-range shot, deflected wide, and then deflected in front. Now it's loose in front. Burmeister's got it. Took a shot. It went wide. Parker LeMay out there as the fourth liner. Fournette kept it in at the blue line. He got spun around. And Rice Lake able trying to clear. They still can't. Austin Fournette sent it along. Picked up there by Jack Brezina, another fourth liner. He's along out there with Merrick Peterson and Parker LeMay, the defenseman for Chi High, or Austin Fournette and Elijah Burmeister. It's loose in the neutral zone. Brezina is able to gather. Jack Brezina chipped it along for Aiden Tsai. Tsai handed up top for Parker LeMay, chipped in for Merrick Peterson. Back to Parker, took a shot, but it hit a stick and went wide behind the net. Handed for Brezina, and he didn't get a shot off. Tsai with the shot from the right point. He missed it, and he just backhands one to Parker LeMay at the right wing board. Loose. And chipped ahead over the head of Keller Riley and all the way down the ice. Icing's going to be called with 2:27 to go in the game.
Nice to see those fourth line kids out there. They had some decent chances. They kind of overskated the puck at times and fanned on it, that kind of thing. But it's great to see them out there. And you could hear their teammates and coaches cheering them on.
Keller Riley, 2 assists in the JV game. Nearly had one here tonight in the varsity game, but he was the third pass, so he does not get the assist. Rice Lake able to clear off the draw. Keller Riley back to collect. Riley spun around in the neutral zone. Stick handling, and we had a collision at center ice between Keller Riley and Ben DePorsi. I don't really know who won. They both went down.
It's a rock and a hard place right there.
Up the ice comes Colin Buchanan in on sides. Made a great move. It's loose in front, and Van Gilder, he kind of took his time to cover up there.
He did.
Left it loose for just a little bit, but Chi High couldn't convert.
Yeah, Van Gilder is ready to go home. Hit the bus and go home. You can see that.
2:03 to go.
5-1 score here.
53 shots on net for Chi High, 15 for Rice Lake. Jack Brezina to take the draw against the captain for Rice Lake, Max Tomash, and he wants to go home too. Chipped along, Austin Fournette able to gather and keep it away from a breakaway. Chipped it around the boards where Marshall Powers collects. Pounded one off the boards for Connor Frischman. Frischman lost to Brezina in front, took a shot, save made by Van Gilden. It's pounded off the board. Jackson LeMay to the top of the arc for Burmeister with the drive. Van Gilden to save. Rebound loose in front, and Van Gilden fought it off.
3 shots on Van Gilder there. He just was, they were buzzing around him and able to come up with the puck.
Jack Brezina, the 5'8", 110-pound freshman, just had a grade A opportunity, couldn't convert, and it stays 5-1. Lincoln Hine against Jack Brezina on the draw to the left of Van Gilder. One back by Rice Lake. He gets loose. And Burmeister's got it. Took a shot. Tipped wide. And Rice Lake's able to clear. And we got a penalty call coming. Fournette's going to stick handle touch up. And we're going to have slashing on, I believe, Merrick Peterson. Peterson is a sophomore, fourth liner.
And he's going out to get his lumber here. I guess it's not lumber anymore. His composite, his stick, and talking with Dave Bestel, the referee, about the penalty. But he's going to sit for 2 minutes for a slash with 1:20 left to go in the game.
Rest of the game will be on Rice Lake, and you really can't fault Hayden Van Gilder today.
No,
5 goals allowed, but I think he's played fantastic.
You bet. 56 shots.
Had some tough bounces go through.
Yep.
Defensemen struggled in the third period. And you just look at this whole Rice Lake team. I mean, the downfall in the third period Just a lot of tired legs out there right now.
For sure.
Lincoln Hine on the draw. One back by Chahai. Sai can't clear, but Williams lost it. He was able to clear, and Lincoln Hine in the neutral zone chipped it ahead for Rice Lake. Lost puck, and here comes Jackson Williams, but a really good poke check by Braxton Wager of Rice Lake. Handed ahead for Lincoln Hine. The speedster in on sides. Lincoln Hine spinning, taking a shot, and Brovold, easy stick save. 56 seconds to go in this one. 5-1, Chi-High's dominated. Lincoln Hine at the right circle, spinning around. Hine behind the net of Brovold, pounded one off the boards to the blue line, where it sprayed to the right point. Took a shot, hit a body, and never got through, and Sai's going to clear this. Hoffed with a draw.
Hit the rafters.
And so we're going to keep the draw in the offensive zone for Rice Lake. With 36.3 seconds to go, obviously a minute 16 on the penalty doesn't really matter at this point.
Nope.
Nonetheless, it's going to go in the stats as a power play for Rice Lake.
It's their third of the night.
Jacob Wise on the draw against Brody Custer. It was won by Rice Lake. Marshall Powers took a long-range shot. It hit a body. And Chahai is able to clear, and that'll about do it. 22 seconds to go and counting. Van Gilder, the goalie, is going to wrap it around. Parker LeMay trying to be the first one to collect. He is, but he wrapped it around the back of the net. Parker LeMay has it. 11 seconds to go. Stick handling. LeMay at the left circle took a shot. It went wide. Custer collects. 6 seconds to go in this one. Behind the net it goes, and Chi-High is going to get a much-needed victory here on home ice against a team that drops to 0-10 in the BRC in Rice Lake. But nevertheless, they start a massive three-game stretch with a 5-1 win.
Yeah, big win for Chi-High. They need to keep it up. They've got a game on the road at Hobbs Thursday night against North, and then we'll be back here against U School on Saturday afternoon. Man, if they could sweep the week, it would be huge going into the seating situation on Sunday morning, you know, for the section here.
It was 1-0 after one. Chi-High and Rice Lake both got goals in the second period, so 2-1 after two. And then Chi-High broke it open with 3 goals in the final frame, a couple from Matt Frenette. And you just see the difference he makes when he's on the ice.
Huge.
His speed, his stick handling. His IQ is off the charts, and it really helps this team.
All right, we'll have our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror at Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com, and we'll send Carter downstairs to talk with head coach Matt Luckowitz as well on our post-game show, our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. So stay tuned. More to come here. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left.
Shot is made from deep.
Play defense.
McDonald takes the lead on the three.
Slower down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds.
Oh, you got
Hager.
It.
Hager to win it at the buzzer off the winner.
Oh, my goodness.
And McDonald wins it in the thriller.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
It's picture time out there for Chi High. Andrew Hebert, who had a goal here tonight. Zach Black involved in a lot of scoring as well. Matt Fournette with a big night, and we'll talk about it on our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. Post Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Awaiting Matt Luckowitz joining our Carter Jaeger downstairs live for the post-game interview, and we'll head them down there as soon as they're ready. I think they are, if I'm not mistaken. It looks like they're ready to go, so let's go to Carter right now with head coach Matt Luckowitz.
And, Coach, you guys really just dominated. Were you able to just establish that good of a forecheck so early?
Yeah, you know, we had in their zone for quite a bit there, and we were cycling the puck. We got a lot of shots to net. You know, like we said in the pregame, this goalie's a good goalie, hung there for a long time. Fortunately for us, the things that we've been working on, getting pucks to net, crashing net, and getting rebounds, we're not going to score on that first shot. But you know what? That said, we did kind of score a shot a couple times tonight. So I think we warmed down. Boy, they fought. Made us nervous there for quite a while. But we hung in there. We got a couple goals, and all's well that ends well.
Yeah, we know we, before the game on what Matt, but I feel like we really saw today. What did you think of his play?
Yeah, I mean, obviously getting on the board a couple times there, that's good for him. That's what we wanted. We talked about that in the pregame. Like, you know, not having him in the lineup, that hurts us offensively. We need him. He's one of the better shots that we have. He's got a nose for the back of the net. He's smart. He's crafty down there. He's a player that we need. So he generates the offense that we're looking for, and we look to him.
And lastly, you know, in the second period, 2-1, really came out in the third period, got 3 goals. How did that happen?
Well, you know, just keeping our foot on the gas and telling the boys, hey, we don't let up, and we got to keep doing what we're doing. Don't get frustrated. You know, when you face a good goalie, it's frustrating, and you watch pucks go, and you keep shooting, and you keep getting stonewalled. Not fun when you're a hockey player. It starts to shake and rattle your confidence a little bit. Well, you just got to keep going and doing the things that we told you to do. They know what they have to do. They saw that success, and they did it. And then they found the back of the net a couple more times, so that was kind of nice.
Carter. Okay, thanks very much, guys. Downstairs, Carter Jaeger with head coach Matt Luckowitz on our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. And now it's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit HollyBovey.com and find Holly on Facebook. Big night for a number of players here. Matt Fournette, coming off that injury, had two goals, including a shorty in this game. And Carter Johnson with a goal and an assist. And Zach Black chipped in with a couple of assists as well. So we had goals by Andrew Hebert to open things up at 13:56 of the first period. And then Chai added to that on the Carter Johnson goal. Rice Lake made it 2-1. It was kind of... life on the hairy edge for a while for Chi High, but they erupted for three third-period goals, including the shorty by Netter, and won this one going away 5-1 and outshot Rice Lake in the meantime 56-16. So today's Fiber Fast Play of the Game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin, 24/7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or you can call 231-2000. Our Fiber Fast Play of the Game came on the second goal at 4:11 of the second period, and here's how it sounded with Carter Jaeger having the call.
Black took a shot, save, made rebound.
Yes.
And he scored! Carter Johnson off the rebounded shot from Zach Black. Pounded it home in Chi High, takes a 2-0 lead.
There you go. That was at 4:11 of the second period. That's our Fiber Fast Play of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. So Chi High now moves to 8-12 overall. They're 4-7 in conference, and Rice Lake falls to 4-15, and they are still over in the BRC at 0-10. We've got buckets for you until Saturday. Coming up on Thursday, it's McDonald Girls versus Regis, 6:40 for the pregame show, and then a doubleheader, Chi High boys and girls basketball Friday night, 5:25. It all begins on Friday night with Caleb Swenson with the call, and then boys basketball against Rice Lake, and we'll be back here on Saturday afternoon for U-School, 12:40. We're on the air with Cardinal Countdown as the Chi High Cardinals will take on University School out of Milwaukee, drop of the puck at 1 o'clock. Well, it's been a lot of fun to have you back up at the booth, and we'll ask Carter to come back up for that girls' game on the 10th of February. You ready for that?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good job. All right. So I want to thank our video producer tonight, Caleb Swenson. Our audio producer has been Zach Whitecheck. Final score again, Chi High 5, Rice Lake 1 from the Chippewa Ice Arena. For Carter Jaeger, I'm Craig Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night. We'll talk to you Saturday afternoon for more Chi High Hockey, 12:40 for Cardinal Countdown. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.